don't have any way to write that down. When you get back to, when you get back home or whatever, when you get a chance, my email's in QRZ. Send me an email for that link, and I'm going to check that out when I get home, when I get back on the laptop. Might even do it tomorrow during lunch. But, yeah, when you get a chance, email that link to me, and then I'm going to check it out. So it's Adele Weiss. So it's a W-I-S-E. I know what that is. I've seen him around. And I'm also looking at, I talked to somebody in Milwaukee on FBI, and he was actually using a telephone. So I know there's hams over IP, telephone numbers and stuff like that. So I'm going to go try to find one of those VoIP phones. I think there's a guy in Troy that sells them for like $30. But I'm going to check my office and see if there's any in the recycle bin. If there is, then I'm going to snatch one. KCKJO.
There's a lot of help on Dave's website, the Who Cares dot whatever. If Dave's listening, he can tell you what the website is. I don't know what it is offhand, but it'll walk you through how to program the Cisco phone. Everybody kind of uses the same phone at Cisco 525G, and they all use, there's two competing services, and I think everybody locally does the ham over IP, and I forget the name of the other one, but he's got a really well-written article on his website on how to do that, and a lot of us use that, too. That's kind of cool. And then, you know, you can chat to anybody, like, in particular, let's say if you had a quick question for Sean or something like that, you know, if the bad phone rings, he knows it usually has something to do with a ham question. You know, same thing with me. You know, if the bad phone rings, it usually has something to do with a ham. And then, of course, you can dial in to any all-star thing with it, too. So it's quite a system. There are a lot of creative programming people out there. Go ahead.